I'm being joined on Radio On the Go Sports by Appleton Parkersburg High School Activities Director Carter Hoff as the new school year is right around the corner. And Carter, thanks for taking some time. We did talk back in June when you were first officially named the AD here at AP High School. So not quite as much to talk about here this time around, but getting rolling here with the month of August. What's been keeping you guys busy at AP as far as getting things ready to roll here for the school year?
Yeah, just really excited to get going with the school year. You know, a new school year always brings excitement. We have lots of activities going on. Our football, cross country, girls tennis teams are playing. Just yeah, a lot going on. Trying to, girls tennis started early August and have kind of right in the middle of the season. Volleyball, cross country, football, like I said, they're practicing, getting ready for their first competition here coming up. So really excited and liking what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and speaking of girls tennis, it started up here officially a couple weeks back. Brand new to the fall season. What's it been like for you guys? Getting schedules ready to roll, and obviously making a big switch from spring to the fall with that particular sport.
Yes, we are somewhat fortunate. We only have one athlete, Megan Bruns, who's participating in volleyball and tennis, and then we have Aubrey Williamson, who's doing cross country and tennis. So we tried, Mr. Berkey before me tried. He got scheduling done and really tried to make sure there weren't very many conflicts with some of our dual sport athletes, but. Yeah, overall, it's really compact. Like our girls are playing 3, 4 times a week. It's been, it's been different. It's been experience. There's been some things feedback wise, we're getting that are positive, some negative. Unfortunately, we've had a couple rainouts here, Friday, last Friday and this Monday, which has made things a little more tricky with school going, but really tried to get it, scheduled in the morning before, school year starts. So it's definitely been different.
Yeah, and speaking of the dual sporting, it doesn't sound like that's too big of a factor, at least right now with the fall season with tennis. But that was something that was approved by the school board here before last spring season. I guess what's that been like for you guys? Having kids have the ability to have the dual sports as far as the participation numbers with dual sports. So what's that been looking like for you guys right now? Is it more or less than you guys have kind of been expecting here so far?
Overall, I would say I think majority of the feedback I've got has been really positive. Just allowing those students to participate in more sports and help, different teams try to succeed. We had a lot last spring doing track and then another sport. It's something that, was new to our school district last year, and just kind of ironing out those kinks and making sure that everything's running the way it needs to be and trying not to, double schedule where we're making kids pick and choose. What to go to. Yeah, and we have some boys doing it here in the fall with football and cross country. Not a ton. It's something that, yeah, overall, I think it's been really positive. So.
When it comes to the school board meeting that was held here on Monday night, they did approve the wrestling sharing agreement with Grundy Center. Has been going on for several years here at this point, but I guess when it comes to that particular sharing agreement, tell me about that and how that's continuing to be something good for both schools, both for AP and Grundy Center, keeping this going with that joint wrestling program.
Yeah, and we've been sharing boys wrestling obviously the last few years, so and girls as well. We just didn't quite have a formal agreement in place, so it was nice to kind of get that, in paper that way. We have that, formal agreement.
And when it comes to a couple things here coming up before we the most of the fall sports officially begin their season with games and things like that, you have some Gatorade scrimmages coming up here. What are the details on those coming up here?
Yeah, we are. Our boys will be going to Iowa Falls on Friday to play them in a Gatorade game. Our girls are hosting a scrimmage on Saturday. So yeah, we're kind of all over the place, but yeah, overall we're really excited to get going. Crazy to think it's already that time of the year, but I know our boys are ready, for football wise and volleyball as well.
When it comes to some facility projects, a couple of floor surfacing in some of the gyms, but the Parkersburg Elementary, that was a pretty big one. What are the details you're able to share about that project?
Yeah, I think about 3 years ago, we redid the Parkersburg Elementary floor. It's kind of a multi-purpose room. It's used for our cafeteria and our gymnasium in that building, so for PE. We put in kind of a sport court to kind of get by, and it just unfortunately just with the amount of food going in, it had some cracks in it, and we constantly had food on it. So we had Garage Force Security Center came in and are installing kind of a new floor for us. So really excited. Hopefully it makes our janitor's job a little easier with cleanup and it holds up, better than the other sport court did.
All right, just about out of time here today, but anything else you'd like to share here about activities at AP before we wrap up here today?
No, just really excited to get the school year going and go Falcons.
All right, that's AP Activities Director Carter Hoff joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thank you.